Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I'd like to thank Don Newsom at BBS Radio for giving us this wonderful platform of Spiritual Hollywood. This is Kate Romero, your host, and I have some exciting guests for you this evening and some wonderful news about a new internet television station that will be on the air very soon. And the creators of this are Len Wright, Glenn Brubaker, and Ryan Bloom. I am just about to get them on the air right now. We're going to have Len Wright and Glenn Brubaker on. And just to give you a brief thumbnail of Len, I'll read some of his bio for you. Len Wright was born and raised in beautiful British Columbia, Canada, and is an outgoing and passionate speaker, teacher, and leader. He is enjoying life more than ever, sharing the moments with his wife of 16 years and his four-year-old daughter. Spending much of his life as an entrepreneur, Len has been immersed in marketing, business, and public speaking for the past 15 years. Very good way to get started doing what he's doing now. Within those years, many of life events and circumstances created a burning desire inside to gain insights and answers to strong questioning regarding spirituality and the meaning of life. From this asking was born his latest project, which is called Manifest Station. I would like for you to go to www.manifeststation. That's like this. It's manifest-station.com. So that's manifest-station.com. And take a look at the website that they've launched. And without further ado, if Len is standing by, I'm going to bring Len on now. Len, are you there?
I am. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Kate.
Welcome to the show. Well, and is Glenn with us? I guess that's a no.
He was.
He was?
Bet. I am here.
Glenn and Len.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, so we have Glenn and Len. Okay, this is going to be
like
fun.
We're a comedy show.
Yes, we are. And I'll read a little bit about Glenn, too. Glenn Brubaker, who considers himself a kindred soul to virtually each and every person he meets, feels remarkably at home pretty much anywhere in the world he ventures. He is delighted to have had the opportunity to experience in his time an absolutely detectable and delectable cornucopia of life experiences. And I'm going to stop reading this and let you guys tell us who you are, because I literally just walked in and started the show just straight out of my car to the phone. And I'm so excited to be speaking to both of you this evening. And I know you have a third partner, and your third partner's name is Ryan Bloom. And Ryan is not on this call, but I know he's listening somewhere. Is he not?
Yes, definitely.
Wonderful. So Ryan is from St. Petersburg, Florida. Len, you're from British Columbia, Canada. And Glenn is
I am from British Columbia, Canada as well.
Also, very good. Okay. So tell me about Manifest Station.
Well,
what would be the first thing you would say about it to get our listeners intrigued?
Well, really, our graphic says it all. Your most meaningful questions about life answered by the world's leading teachers, sages, and visionaries. What we've done is, we've found a way to be able to serve the greater good by acting as a conduit to all the messages from all the different teachers and visionaries worldwide who have much information to be able to share. But they were, until now, all over the place. You'd have to go to this site, you'd have to go to this site, and this site, and so forth, to be able to hear their messages and their teachings. What we're doing is we're creating an internet TV channel that is a conduit for all of these different teachings in one central place, and it's free of charge for viewing as well.
That's wonderful. I mean, that is so incredibly wonderful. It's exactly what we need. And there's no charge whatsoever for anybody to partake of this. Is that correct?
Right. That's right.
That's
worldwide.
Excellent. And you're going to have guests such as Neil Donald Walsh, Mike Dooley, Dr. Joe Vitale, James Redfield, James Arthur Ray, Bob Doyle, John Kehoe, Stuart Hameroff, Gary Raynard, Darren Jacklin, Peter Russell, Dove Barron, Joe Nunziata, Brad Yates, the School for New Spirituality, Alan Hickman, Gene Stringer, and Kathleen Gage. I know most of those people myself. They've been on my show, many of them.
Exactly. This
is so exciting. I can hardly stand it. And I hope you'll both forgive me for just... traffic was incredible today. We have a fire in the Hollywood Hills, and I knew I was going to get back because it just wouldn't work out any other way. But I got literally like 3 minutes before Don from the station called me to patch you in, finally got here. So I'm just trying to gather my thoughts, and believe me, this is going to be a rockin' radio show, and you're going to tell everybody all about what you want them to know about this new internet television show. And, you know, what I wanted to do, and Glenn, by the way, nice to meet you.
Thank you.
I've always aspired to start a television network called Authentic TV, All Good News, All the Time. And to see this come about on the internet is like one step closer to seeing that happen.
One of the main things that prompted us to do this was I would say about a year and a half ago, I just stopped altogether reading the newspaper. I stopped watching the news because there was this underlying, or not even underlining, it was a pretty overt message of constant fear and guilt and shame that is perpetuated through the typical network media that's out there.
And yeah, and alarm.
And it's just after a while it plays on a person, and I really felt that the time was now for an alternative to that. And both Len, myself, and Ryan, we've discussed this at great length about having the grand opportunity to put out a message out there that uplifts people, that is positive, and helps people, bring themselves back to who they really are,
and to their divinity, their true nature.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And there's a great deal of that missing in typical media right now. And,
oh yes, I couldn't agree more. Ryan and Glenn are your other brothers from another mother. Is that right?
it's what I refer to them a lot of as. And really, huh? the synchronistic events that led us all together are pretty incredible. And the pact that we have, the relationship that we have, is I've never had it in business before. And we're really doing something quite different because we're running this through our belief systems of spirituality, not just in the fact of saying, oh, well, we believe it, but here's business. We are actually, it's a 100% law-created venture that we follow the laws through it. We follow the teachings and our beliefs, and we go and make our decisions by our instinct, by our gut reaction to whatever's being held at the time. So it's very much different than normal business, and I can speak for myself, and I'm also speaking for the Glenn and Ryan too. We're loving it. It's definitely a blissful experience that we're having.
Yeah, I can definitely. I'll just add to that, Kate, that from the brothers from another mother perspective.
I love that.
It's we Len and I, not only are we very close in name, but we met up with Ryan, who, we live about an hour outside of Vancouver, about an hour east of Vancouver, and Ryan is in St. Petersburg, Florida, and just through a really amazing set of synchronistic events, we came together with a grand, a great idea, all happening basically at the same time, and I can definitely say that any one of us that you would talk to, you would be essentially talking to all three, because we were definitely very, very well aligned. We work extraordinarily well together, and You know, it's just
I can tell. I can see that. And so what I'm getting is the three of you collectively take your instruction from the divine.
Yes.
In doing business.
Yeah, definitely.
That's wonderful. I do the same thing, and it works out beautifully.
It really
and
does.
And you, all three of you, your heart's intention is very, very clear that you want to be of service.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And when you're being of service, your physical needs are always provided for.
Well, that's exactly the thought that was going on in my head when you were saying that. When you step out, you follow your bliss. I mean, we've all heard that before, you know, follow your bliss and you'll be happy.
Yeah, Joseph Campbell.
But it really is true. I mean, those words have deep meaning. You know, I left my job basically just to go for this. And since then, you know, I haven't looked back. The things that happen to me on a daily basis are just awe-inspiring. The people that I'm connecting with all across the world, you know, the greatest teachers that are out there. And I do believe that we are all teachers in
yes.
saying that. I really do. And I really believe that we can all help each other learn,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be able to live a more fulfilled, blissful, purposeful life. And,
yes, and even our greatest teachers are also students.
Exactly. Yes. And by this, if we can actually, you know, I was talking to somebody today, and I said we are going to have reality-type TV programming that shows people's manifesting stories, that shows what they've been able to do by following the universal principles in their life and by instituting these teachings in their lives. And I said, you know, isn't it great when the student can actually teach the student?
Yes.
And that type of idea is going to be flowing from our channel constantly. There will be numerous different types of programming, like lectures, seminars, workshops, but also reality programs and the average person on the street being able to share their experiences. There's a number of different types of shows being done, and each one has a little bit of a different slant on things. I think it's going to be very enjoyable for everybody.
No question about it. So when is your launch of the actual programming? Your first day of that?
May 15th.
Launch
next Tuesday.
May 15th, yep.
Yeah.
May 15th. That is coming up. Yeah. How exciting.
Yes. Thank you for reminding us it's 1 week. Holy smokes, it's a week
I
away.
I know. I could feel the adrenaline rush just now. So let me ask you this. How would our listeners log on May 15th, and what time of day Pacific Standard Time will that happen? Because I know many people, myself, who will want to just be the first ones logged on.
Well, Glenn, May 15th.
Yeah.
It looks right now like we're going to be launching at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Uh-huh.
And
perfect. Three is a very powerful number.
The manifestation.com.
At the manifestation.com, and that's
yep.
with the hyphen between manifest and station, correct?
You can't drop the hyphen. It's a, you know, it's
either,
if you,
either way.
If you slip the hyphen, it's all right. It gets right.
Oh, either way works?
Yep.
And when you go there, the temporary site is up now. Our other site will be up very soon, and it will actually have a spot where you'll actually just say watch the channel and click on that and go right directly to the viewing as well.
Wonderful. Well, I asked the station manager, Don Newsom, who patched you both in, if he would be amenable to you using some Spiritual Hollywood radio shows, if that's something that would be appropriate for manifestation.
Wow.
And he said, absolutely.
Awesome. That's very good.
So we already have like almost a year's content just there. And there's some really great, great radio shows with many of the stars of The Secret and Terry Cole Whitaker. I mean, just take a look at the archives, you can see. And that's not to promote myself. I want to promote BBS Radio because they're doing an excellent job with their heart in it, just like yours is,
yeah.
to make a difference in the world any way they can.
Well, and Kate, that's so important because, you know, whatever project we're working on, whether we're doing, if we can all assist one another and come at it in a way of co-creating something bigger than what we can do ourselves, it gives
yes.
us so much more to be able to do that because it opens the doors for so much more happiness.
Oh, yes, and when you're happier, I'm happier.
Yeah.
I can feel it when you're sad. I can feel it. That's why there's a phrase out there that really is true, no kidding, is when you hurt, I hurt.
Yeah, we are all
when
one.
You're happy, I'm happy. And that's not a codependence. It's a collective consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We are all one.
Yeah, so if we aim it at joy and focus our attention on joy and saturate ourselves with all things that bring and cause joy, then the media itself will pick up on that and just begin broadcasting better things.
I'm sure most of your listeners there have heard the phrase "be the change that you want to see in the world."
And yes,
that rings so entirely true.
Absolutely, and you have to be the kind of person you want to attract in your life if you're looking for a mate. Yeah. I mean, it's simple. Common sense, but common sense is not so common, I know. But
kind of
in providing content like you guys are providing, Len, Glenn, and Ryan, you will be making available to everybody 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, ways to find joy, ways to learn how to be the change you want to see in the world. And there's just billions of people. I wouldn't say billions, but there are lots of us who don't have a clue about what's really their heart's desire, what their purpose is. And when you get in touch with what your purpose is, that's when the universe shows up to support it. And obviously, you three have.
And it shows up in flamboyant fashion.
Yes.
Yes, it does. I call that divinity showing off.
Yeah, and it's beautiful when it shows off in your life.
Oh, yes. I just love it when it shows off. And synchronicity, for me, is another way that divinity shows off.
Yeah.
And the way that we found each other was very synchronistic. And now we're introducing each other to people that we know and networking. And this is the kind of networking that I really love, is when it's like-minded people showing up to make a difference in the world. And that phrase can't be overused, make a difference in the world.
No,
a positive
really
difference
can't.
In the world.
And you know, it's doable. When I first started talking about it, I always said, you know, I feel like I should have a cape in the back. We all three of us should stand there with capes on. But, you know, really, changing the world is not as difficult as we all make it out to. I mean, it's changing the consciousness, changing the thinking. And one by one by one by one, we can all assist in changing that thinking to much more light, easygoing, fun way of life. People make
life
so
I call
so
that
serious.
Tweaking your BS.
Yeah.
And by BS, I mean belief system.
Yeah.
And what I'm focusing on is more so than changing the world is serving the world.
Yeah.
And when you serve the world, it transforms.
Well, that's exactly it, because when you serve it, you get the change that you want. As Glenn was saying before, be the change that you want to see in the world.
Absolutely.
And one of the reasons why we're doing this programming is exactly that. We were hoping to see something like that out there already, and that it would be like a true TV-style type programming where you'd have a TV guide type of idea that will show you what's on at what time. And there is, to use Glenn's word again, cornucopia of programming that just absolutely makes you excited. And it's so different than the normal cable-type TV stations where you go from sitcom, from arguing to each other, to problem-focused, to continuing lack. And instead of that, we can replace it now with positive programming that reminds you who you are and leads you down a path that is individually yours and blissful.
Yes. That's beautifully said. Beautifully said. And so people will receive a weekly updated program guide and get to choose the programs that they wish to watch?
Yes.
That's wonderful. And they can access seminars and lectures and workshops as well?
Yep. Basically, they check out the program guide, see what time the show's on, and they can log on at that time.
Wonderful. And you guys will also be promoting new product launches and book releases and retreats and that sort of thing worldwide, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Of course, we do have to fund the station in some way, shape, or form. So with offering it free to the world, we do have we will have a certain amount of dare I say I don't want to say the word advertising.
It is
mm-hmm.
promotional. Yeah.
Sponsorship.
Yeah, there is sponsorship associated with it, and that allows us the great opportunity to get this message out there. And
well, I have a good feeling that Oprah Winfrey would probably want to sponsor it.
I would not. When it comes to Oprah, if there was a vote for the leader of the free world, I would vote for Oprah.
I like that.
She's
certainly single-handedly, with the wonderful people she's attracted into her life, has done so much for the world that, to have the people from The Secret on twice, and I think it was the same week or something.
Yes, it was.
Amazing. And then Larry King now has done the same thing. And these are like our icons who are out there. Really, our best role models are promoting this now today. And this is like an explosion of new consciousness happening that's so exciting. I mean, the momentum just can't be stopped. And for you guys to come together collectively, I love that there's three of you, and I love that it's coming on at 3 o'clock. I was born at 3:33 in the morning.
There you go.
I'm all over number three.
Perfect. Yeah, well, what I mean, the secret was definitely it opened the doors for a great number of opportunities and
the floodgates.
Definitely a floodgate. Yeah. And what we find is that, you know, like myself, I watched the movie 4 or 5 times or 6 times or 10 times.
Yeah.
And once once you delve into it a little bit further, you know, there are so many levels to it that just couldn't be addressed in The Secret. What it seemed like to me was that it was this message that was packaged for mass consumption so that people, it would be palatable for a large percentage of population, and mm-hmm. and that kind of set the ball in motion and allowed people the opportunity to open their minds to the notion that the deliberate creation of reality does in fact exist.
Oh, yes, and science now is starting to discover that if there's collective consciousness in bacteria, that perhaps it's also possible humans could have collective consciousness. So figure.
All our cells individually, if we break ourselves down, I was talking to my daughter earlier today, 4 years old, and she's asking, what are we made of? And, you know, when you really think about that, we're made from the earth. We're made from the same minerals. It's just reworked in so many different ways, but we are also connected. That I think one of the biggest challenges, if I might use that word, is separation mm-hmm. in the world. The thinking of that we're separate from each other, we're separate from our kindred spirits, our family, we're separate from God.
Exactly.
Or that's all that is. Yeah.
Yes. And also, Len, being separated from the unified field of love is what has caused the psychic pain that's created a lot of dark nights of the soul, and to become reunited with the unified field of love, which I believe law of attraction is synonymous with the word love.
Yes, I agree.
I believe they're the same thing.
I haven't heard that before, but I think that's
well, think about it. It's just that, I mean, just like the law of gravity doesn't play favorites with anything.
Yep.
Nor does the laws of the universe.
Yeah, it just is.
It just is. And, you know, we are made of star stuff.
Yeah.
Totally. And we are all connected. And when people are shooting at people, they're shooting at themselves, really, right down to it. And they're God shooting at God. And once people get that concept, you know, and it's going to take a little time for some of the organized religions and all of that, you know, and they have their place, and they're all wonderful, and they help many, many people, and I'm definitely not putting down organized religion.
Right.
But there are those who feel it's blasphemous to assume that God lives within us, that they would like us to keep believing that God is out there somewhere and we have to give money to access him or talk to a priest first
or
do all of these other things, when actually when we look in the mirror, we're staring God in the face.
Well, and yeah, Kate, when you think about it, it's blasphemous actually to think that it would not be that way. We're made
exactly.
in his image. It's said over and over in many different ways throughout the Bible that we are made in his image. So
absolutely.
What really does that mean? When Jesus said that all that I can do, you can do also.
My
these
favorite phrase.
These are messages that we're trying to be able to reach the hearts of humankind and realize that we are more than just these bodies that we inhabit while we're here. We're much, much more. And by moving towards, through love, by moving towards more of that oneness and that connection and looking after and nurturing that connection that we have with our source, our lives actually begin to be the more fun, breathtaking, thrilling experiences that they're meant to be.
Absolutely.
Neil Donald Walsh always said, and I love it, it's, you know, the problem with the rat race is that even if you win, you're still a rat. And it's true.
That's funny.
It really is true. I mean, what are we doing here? What, mm-hmm. you know, our lives spent here, what are we doing by chasing things to make life better in the future when right now we're going through pain? It just doesn't, to me, it just has never made total sense that way. People work very, very hard for their retirement, but usually it's in jobs that they dislike. Monday mornings are the highest suicide rates.
And really?
We really need to be able to take a look at this because, you know, who's to say that we're even going to get to the retirement age?
Right.
You know, we need to start living our moments and milking all that we can out of those moments in enjoyment, because that's really why we're here. This experience is to be able to be in joy and to be able to experience yourself as the many facets of God.
Absolutely. And not to do that is missing your mark, which actually is the meaning of sin.
Yeah, and it is just resistance to your natural state of being.
Yes, and it takes more energy to resist who you are than it does to allow it.
Oh, definitely. And there was, Abraham gave a great piece of information in saying that if you look at your life as a cork floating on water, the natural state of being of that cork is just floating there. And any time that you pull a cork down, that's resistance to the natural state of being.
And Very good analogy.
Our natural state of being is in joy, is in happiness, is in health, and is in co-creating together with these intents in mind, and anything against that is resistance too, and from that we get feeling of anger, we get feeling of greed, we get feeling of frustration. So these and so many other teachings are available. They are at our fingertips, and for us now we feel like our purpose here is to act as a conduit to get this type of information out, just as you are doing, Kate. I mean, this is a co-creative process the entire way through.
Totally. And it's not to say anything about the media. They're just doing their job. Mm-hmm. They're reporting what works and what gets their ratings up. But, I see it very, very possible, and not in the too distant future, where all that there will be is better things to report. That's not pie in the sky for me. I really believe it is possible. And if each one of us believe that we ourselves, by ourselves if we have to, can make a positive difference, then can you imagine what kind of world it would be in 1 week from now, by tomorrow even?
Yeah, Kate, I've always thought of it. I've always asked myself this question, even from when I was young. If everybody in the world took one day to absolutely do just what they enjoy, just what they love to do, just what lights them internally on fire,
mm-hmm.
what would our world be like the next day?
It would feel a lot better.
Yeah, and that's really what we're driving towards, is that life does not need to be the series of drama or these series of things that keep happening to us.
Mm-hmm.
When we use these principles and internalize them, practice them, we then start happening to our life instead of it happening to us. We become from victim to victor, and we can actually live a life that is in tune with exactly what we want. Those dreams that we have, those aspirations that we have as humans, we all have them. Even some who may have forgotten them, that we all have them. They're there for a reason.
I agree. And if I could sum that up, this is the way that I heard what you said. Rather than being people who live our life by life happening to us, we become people who thereby have life happen through us.
Yes, yes.
Exactly.
So it goes from to us to through us.
Exactly.
And I would much rather have my life happen through me than to me.
Well, exactly, because you get to actually be a part of the experiment. You get to actually experience when it's moving through you. You get to experience the moments of joy, and honestly, in everything that happens, if we search through that experience, we can find a gift for ourselves in it. And by that, we grow each experience as well.
Yes. You were going to say something, Glenn?
Oh, it's come and gone now.
Well, bring it back.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. What was I going to say?
Well, let me just ask this. Go ahead.
So it's such a joy to be associated with business partners who keep you in a constant state of awe.
That's
great.
Thanks,
that's
man.
So
sometimes
great.
Sometimes it's like awe.
Yeah.
Mostly it's definitely a great adventure.
Yeah. Well, I have a business partner I feel that way about, too. We co-created something called quantum hypnotherapy, and it brings a person back to their divinity by taking them back to the point before the pain and leave them just with the wisdom the pain came to bring them by the time they're finished with the session, and we just can't even describe how fabulous it is to get to facilitate things like that. Under deep hypnosis, we do this, and it's amazing what comes of it.
Well, then that's stuff that we want to also portray on our channel as well. We were talking about this before, Kate, but there's so many opportunities for even those people out there listening. You know, whether you're a viewer or whether you're somebody who can provide content or whether you're somebody who has a product or service that you want to be able to show or share with the market,
mm-hmm.
this is all about a co-creation event for the world. This is not, mm-hmm. you know, Ryan, Glenn, and Len starting this and that's it. This is about us opening our arms and going, we're serving here. Who else wants to come with us? And who
that's
else wants
terrific.
To be able to do this with us?
Exactly. And we don't even call it a business. This is a project. And,
right.
And this project has come together 100% from a co-creative perspective. We joint venture with absolutely everybody that is involved, and the decisions that we make throughout the course of our days are based on win-win-win outcomes
and win some more.
And if we don't feel good about you know, something that we're discussing or an issue or an opportunity, we like to term issues opportunities. If we don't feel good about it, then we redirect.
That's the whole point, because the way you feel are your emotional guidance system, and your emotional guidance system tells what you're thinking. And unless you know what you're thinking, you can't make a shift in your belief system, because if you're tuning out your feelings, you won't be able to know what it is you're thinking. Does that make sense?
Yeah, by all means. Definitely, we are all energetic beings. Our actual physical beings, our physical bodies are here essentially as translators to different energies. I mean,
they're TV towers.
Your eyes translate light energy, your ears translate sound energy or sound vibration. Taste, touch,
mm-hmm.
feel, and your
vibration
emotional
frequency, and as you were saying, if you don't feel good about something, then you have to change it.
Your emotions are the most accurate translators of those frequencies.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
They're like signposts in life. I mean, I make the example of it being like a stop sign in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Noticing it, not going into it. I mean, you don't get out of your car and go over to the stop sign and check it out and bump into it a little bit, have to find out what font they used, why they chose that color red. You don't need to go into your emotions so in-depth. They're there to be able to show you, is this right for me, is this not right for me right now? Is it does
very
it serve
well
me,
said.
Does this not serve me? So, you know, your contrast, which is a normal part of life in this relative realm that we live in, there's an opposite to everything, black, white, up, down, left, right, is the same as the contrast versus our blissful experience. And when we start noticing that our contrasts are there to be able to align us back into what we want, they lose that big badness that they have about them. They are not the boogeymen revisited.
It's easy to
just
look at the stop sign at that point once you have that understanding.
Yeah, you look at it and you go, okay, so what? Obviously, this is what I don't want. Now, what do I want? And you actually
mm-hmm.
get to refine what you do want and then just focus on what you want. And it's like an energy beam that just pulls you through life. You get to enjoy the experiences much more fully.
Yes. No, you focus on what you do want, that will expand. You
yes.
focus on what you don't want, that also will expand. Like I said, you know, the laws of the universe are not partial, and nor is the laws of gravity. So what you think about, you do bring about every single time.
Yeah, you're so right. It's fair enough, actually, that if we decide to be in bondage for the rest of our life, that is what is exactly happens. It's fair. It does not judge whether it's good for you or whether it's not good for you. The law
mm-hmm.
of attraction brings you what you think of.
Exactly.
Yes, and the universe doesn't have a sense of humor either. So if you do that kind of joking around that is making fun of what you don't want and saying that's what you want just to
yeah.
joke around, the universe will say, I heard that, at your service.
It's a great point, yeah.
It is. As Neil Donald Walsh he's an amazing, amazing teacher, and there's so many great things that come from him. He said that the universe is basically like a Xerox machine. So
mm-hmm.
what you put in it is exactly what it gives back to you.
Absolutely. So I'm feel drawn to ask you both, and Ryan too. I know Ryan's listening. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure Ryan is listening.
I'm sure he is.
There's no way he'd miss it.
Yeah. Okay. What I would like to ask is, now this is just coming to mind. You're going to do with it what you want to, but you know, I'm a talent manager. I'm a progressive talent manager with a focus on consciousness. Probably the only one who's openly using the laws of attraction and spirituality in Hollywood today. Happy to see it. Happy to do so. I can't wait for more people to join me. So I have a natural sort of instinct to suggest things like this. Have you all thought of perhaps holding some kind of a, I don't want to call it a contest, but some kind of a situation where people can just think up wonderful ideas to co-create with your purpose, which is to make a positive difference in the world? Like, well, maybe it could be a contest, like the best, most original idea that no one has ever thought of before. Send that in to you. I know you would be inundated because, you know, we are all nothing but pure creative.
Well, exactly. I'm just wondering.
And
we yearn to create more. I mean, that's when the breath, that's when the joy actually is most alive within us, when we're creating. Because
Absolutely.
Really, that's when we're most in alignment with that divine.
Is there something you're thinking of or have thought of where you can invite the listeners today to send you something in particular, to like our content provider of the month kind of thing, or showcase a person for giving you the most unique idea?
Well, what the one idea that we are going to be able to launch as well, probably in June, is the stories basically of manifesting the lives that have been touched the most by utilizing the laws, and which will, I believe, open a deluge, the floodgates of stories from all over the world. And then we would like to be able to, number one, air them all, but there will be some extra bonus tied into, you know, and I have no idea how we would actually even monitor the best. I mean, they are all the best for those people. So
Yes.
I don't know exactly how we would do it, you know.
Well, you could probably send them to Oprah and let her choose.
Yeah. Well, Oprah, you are always, always open to call.
I would put my vote on that one, too.
Yeah, and I know somebody I introduced you to, Lynn, Annie Moses, who's doing a programming called With Our Own Hands.
Oh, what a beautiful lady, and at the same time, what an instrument of creation as well. She's actually working on some interviews now that is just unbelievable. She's currently actually, and I'll give her a plug as to what will be on the channel from her as well. She's actually just editing right now in the final stages an in-depth interview with Mike Dooley that's never been seen anywhere
else. Oh, yes, I know she interviewed him, and it was he that introduced me to her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she said, can you think of one person you think would be a good guest for my show? And he said Kate Romero. So that's how I met Annie.
Right on. Well, Mike's
Isn't
been great.
Cool?
Mike's been great to us as well. So, I mean, actually, everybody has, and that's the really strange thing about this. Kate is Glenn and Ryan and I have all owned businesses before, and so we know what it takes to be able to get a business up and off the ground and running. And this has definitely not been anything like anything we've ever done before. There's a feeling and energy behind it of something absolutely much, much bigger than ourselves. And it's a real humbling and awe-inspiring experience to be part of it as well.
I cannot emphasize how stunned I am on a daily basis at how the creation of this has occurred, because we really, as Len said, we've all built businesses before, and this project is completely different from any of that. You know, in the typical business world, there's a whole bunch of duck and jab and try to get ahead of here or try to get ahead of there and squeeze a little bit here and kind of shimmy over here, and we haven't needed to experience any of that. It's just been a forward progressive motion with amazing support and the building of it has occurred so easily comparative to any other quote unquote business that I've ever been a part of.
There's a new consciousness, and I have Acadiaism I'll share with you. It sounded like this is what you were saying. To have what you've never had, you must do what you've never done.
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing.
Well put.
And as a matter of fact, when I met Lynn through Brad Yates,
who's
the one who told me about you, Lynn, so 6 degrees
Brad's
of separation
awesome.
There. So I immediately contacted you, and then when you found out I had a radio show, I couldn't wait to have you on it to talk about manifestation. And so I see just personally firsthand how the dots are being connected for everybody, and everybody wins.
Exactly.
It's not like there's a competition going on, which is why I didn't want to call anything a contest, because contest implies that somebody has to win and somebody has to lose.
That is so well put. The more that you help others, I mean, I've heard it before, many people have heard it before, if you actually help enough people get what they want, you get what you want. And it's a pretty, it's a different way of saying, basically, by serving, the joy that is within all that service comes right back to you as well.
Well, the best way to have my dreams come true is to help your dreams come true.
Exactly.
And that's why I do what I do.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. There's a gentleman named Darren Jacklin who we the three of us give so much appreciation for in our lives. He essentially connected Ryan with myself and Len together, and has been a supporter right from the get-go, and I bring him up at this point just because it equates to what you're saying about doing unto others, and he has a philosophy in life where rather than being a go-getter, he's a go-giver. And
I like that, and I believe too that we're put on this planet not to forget, not forgetting, but forgiving.
Yeah.
So, which is a kind of a play on words.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not
definitely.
Forgetting, forgiving.
And I can also throw in there that when you mentioned the 6 degrees of separation, and this one's from Darren as well, because of the age that we live in, and and our amazing abilities to connect through the internet and the vast array of communication devices out there, it's really actually only 3 degrees of separation now.
I like that number.
Yeah, there you go.
Three up again.
Truly, we are getting closer and closer and closer to together. And,
you know,
5 years ago. Or 10 years ago, the secret coming out. If I don't know if it would have resonated the way that it does now, and we have this opportunity now because of the ability to broadcast this information around the world simultaneously through the internet. So you know these tools, this age of information has certainly been of great benefit to us as we move into the age of inspiration.
Oh yes, and internet radio, same thing. It's global.
Exactly.
And you know,
exactly.
There are so many people around the world who are listening to our show right now who are going to be put in touch with your show because they're listening to this show and you're on it, and it's just on and on and on it goes. And you know, I'm excited by our future. I am not daunted by it whatsoever. I have complete faith in the human race. And there's nothing to save. We're on the path we're on, and it's all perfect all the time. No matter what it looks like, everything that it is and everything that it isn't is perfection. And what's really exciting is to watch the shift take place where we're doing things on purpose rather than, and that's what The Secret did. It taught us how to get in the driver's seat of our life. And we all knew that already. It was in our DNA, and it just simply reignited memory in us so that we would do something about it. And a prayer without action is no prayer at all. And what The Secret, what people miss sometimes when they watch The Secret or read The Secret, is that they have to apply action to these principles.
Yes. Inspired action is what actually turns the wheels. And I would just like to be able to carry on a little bit that action. I add the inspired because some people out there, it's a co-creation between the two as well. It's collaborative. It's the thought, word, deed of creation. So it's a fulfillment.
I love inspired action.
Yeah.
Because when you're inspired, you can do something all day long and get vitality from it.
Oh, I've lately been going to bed at around 3 o'clock in the morning.
You and me both.
But
you're busy doing things that are lighting you up and giving you your life, and all three of you, I'm sure, are examples of inspired living.
Oh,
I mean, well, I can hear it in your voices.
I've never been this free before in my entire life.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
And the thing I think that I would like to say to all the listeners out there as well is we're three average guys. I mean, this is not a thing where we came in with our, you know, millions of dollars and started this. And it's really not. I mean, if you go to our site, the one that we're actually going to be having up fairly soon, the About Us page explains a little bit more about what's going on. I mean, I'm actually coming from, you know, my office is in a laundry room. In a small place. I drive my 86 white, you know, Jetta that's needing a belt change very quickly. And you know, Glenn has his own story as well, and Ryan. And really what we're trying to say by saying that is that it's not about coming from up and moving on through that way. It's coming from wherever you are at the time and reaching for your better thoughts, reaching for your best that you can be.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so much more that we have available to us. We let the other contrasts of our life sort of rule what we do and how we feel. We see this thing come in, we feel it, we get into the feeling, and all of a sudden our day is ruined. And really,
now,
we only have so many
isn't
moments.
Isn't it absolutely 100% true, Len, that any person listening right now can take what you just said and apply it to any walk of life they are on at the moment, no matter if they're a barista at Starbucks, they're an actor, producer, director, a dry cleaner person, somebody works at a gas station. Anybody, anywhere can apply what you just said and start from now and build the most magnificent life that they could ever dream for themselves just by shifting their belief system a little bit.
Exactly, Kate. Look at Neil Donald Walsh. Look at Eckhart Tolle. They were homeless. They were living on the streets. And from there, now look at their lives. Their opulent, beautiful, blissful lives. And the reason is only choice. It's choices that they made along the way to being able to choose what they want rather than going into the contrast of what they don't want.
And those
really
choices are spawned from belief.
Yeah.
And that's all it takes is one second in the mind to make that shift. And
that's a small shift from fear to faith.
Yeah. Exactly, and with enough people taking that one second to allow that shift to take place, our entire world changes.
Absolutely. Well, you know, if I may just share a little bit, tiny bit more about quantum hypnotherapy, because I'm so incredibly excited about it, is what we do is we don't just work with the consciousness of a person or the subconscious of the person. We also work with the superconscious of the person, which is where the spirit mind lives, where all possibility lives, where the divine plan is. And through reaching the superconscious, we then get everything out of the way of that divine plan, so that when the person comes out of hypnosis, they begin to take inspired action, to quote you, Glenn, and see a whole new way of being show up. They've never felt more peaceful. They never slept better. You know, they have challenges like giving up smoking and things like that, but they're already a non-smoker once they go there and make that shift in their consciousness and their super consciousness. It's done. It just takes the days that it takes for them to get used to this new way of being. And everything that we do in 2 hours, I see everywhere around me, almost every person I know now is doing this same thing in their own way, in their own style, geared toward the same end result, which is so incredibly exciting.
Well, Kate, as you probably have heard, Abraham, with Jerry and Esther Hicks and Abraham's teachings, they say the same thing over and over again, and really it's the pinnacle of what we're talking about, that there is nothing more important than feeling good.
Absolutely.
So the ways
absolutely.
To get there,
just reach for the next best thought. If you find yourself feeling bad or out of sorts, reach for the next best thought until you get back.
Gratitude is the way. Gratitude about what you do have in the moment rather than what you don't have. It's a focus thing, because we have the choice of free will to be able to choose any path we want at any given time. And even if we've chosen a path that we don't like, we can actually instantly choose another. And that is the beautiful thing. Think about the experiences that we have the opportunity to be able to fully go through here. It's a playground. And unfortunately, many people are sitting off on the sides of the playground eating lunches that they don't like, prepared by themselves.
And sitting with people they don't like because they keep them stuck.
Exactly.
They believe the false things they're hearing about themselves through the circle of friends that they have. And you know, not to sound like everybody needs to dump their friends. No, I'm not saying that. Every person, there's no Dixie cup formula here. You don't throw people away. But what you do begin to do is get conscious of the messages you're receiving from the people you're hanging out with, because you are the sum total of the five people you spend the most time with.
I'm so glad you said that, Kate. I'm so glad you said that, because it is true. It gets very difficult and heavy by trying to be able to institute change in your life and change the way from your proclivity of thoughts to a new way of thinking that brings you more joy, when the people that you actually surround yourself with are struggling at a much different level than you and really don't see that as their passion or where they want to go. It sometimes makes some hard decisions, but I mean, I've had to make them in my life. You know, Glenn, you probably made them in your life.
Definitely. And just to add to that, the beauty of the law of attraction is once you change your thought pattern, the people that are going to be of most benefit to your well-being are, if your mind is on that rather than you know, on any number of negative thoughts, then that's what's going to come to you is the right people who will surround you with what's necessary for your well-being.
And support.
Exactly. And support.
Absolutely. And the universe supports you the minute you make that choice, and it is a choice to do so.
Remarkably. Yes. Remarkably.
The parachute is beautiful and soft.
Yes. And the mind only works when it's open, like a parachute.
Exactly.
So we have another maybe 3 minutes. So I'd like for you, Len and Glenn, to say something, 60 seconds of something that's a burning desire in your heart. Even if you don't know what it is, just open your mouth and go.
Okay. drum roll, please. Really, really, you know, what I'd like to get across to all the listeners is we, and I mean we by everybody involved, is doing this for all of us. Not only are we going to enjoy the programming, but we're doing this for you all over the world, so that at any given moment during the day or an evening, there's somewhere where you can go, log on, you don't have to think of cost, and there's teachings from all the teachers worldwide to be able to fill you up with the joy that you may have been off track. Get you back aligned so that you can actually enjoy the experience that we're having all together. And by that, we can raise each other's consciousness and move and move and move. And like ripples in a pond, we can spread through the entire earth. And that is how we fulfill our intent of changing the world.
And don't you feel that Mother Earth can feel the shift in the vibrational plan?
Hope she can.
And even cause the weather patterns to shift?
Wild thought, actually.
Wow.
I hadn't thought about that. Yes.
Totally.
I'm all for that.
You guys are not average guys. Go ahead, Glenn. I want to hear what you have to say.
Ooh, average guys? No, we are celestial beings here in physicality with the purpose of acting as a conduit for these messengers to people who want to remember exactly where their natural state of being is at. And the time is now, is right now. The time is right now for us to act collectively in helping each other remember that message. And that's what our intent here is to bring all of these remarkable teachings that have helped me remember, help Len remember, help Ryan remember, help so many people remember how they can be aligned with their natural state of being. And that's just what we want to do. That's what we're here for.
And you're tuning a Stradivarius, and that's called Mother Earth.
As we're speaking about perfection in experiencers, there is perfection in nature, and they are synergistic, they are symbiotic, we are all one with the earth, with each other, with God.
Yes.
And with this information, we definitely have the opportunity to make some amazing.
Well, you're harnessing what's out there, and you're focusing it in one spot where everybody can just click and use technology to tune in and turn on and tap into the universal life source and life force that is out there for all of us, and to just turn our attention towards what works. And I just want to say that you are three way above average guys, in my opinion, no matter what kind of car you're driving or challenges or life situations you may have in your lives, bringing this about because of where your heart is. And I'd like to thank you, Glenn Brubaker and Len Wright, and also you, Ryan Bloom, and I hope to meet you sometime soon, for being my guest tonight on Spiritual Hollywood. This has been absolutely fantastic. I know we could talk until our faces fell off. But thank you once again. This has been absolutely a wonderful show, and I can't wait for May 15th, but I'm going to have to. And I want to do anything that I can to support it. Anything at all, you just let me know that I'm able to do, and Don Newsom at BBS Radio would be happy to provide content from Spiritual Hollywood Archives and any other archives probably that you'd like to check out from BBS Radio. And also, I just want to say to everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting Spiritual Hollywood, because you're not just supporting Spiritual Hollywood. You're supporting yourselves because of what you get to be present to when you figure out who you are. And that's what we're all about. And I just want to say, take a deep breath, stand up really straight, and love yourselves. And we'll see you next week. Thanks again, everybody. Bye-bye.